Hello, and welcome to this Psychic Source podcast presentation, Moving from Darkness into Light. This podcast will help you contemplate how you can find and stay true to your own inner light in this, the darkest of seasons. Our featured advisor, Angelica, can be found at www.psychicsource.com under extension 9393.
Good evening and blessings to you. I am Angelica. I'm a spiritual psychic advisor and a shamanic priestess. I'm going to tap into the energy of winter solstice and what it means, and looking at it as an amazing time of rebirth and renewal. Also tapping into the dark night of the soul, which is very much represented in this energy of winter solstice. As a priestess, I honor and I celebrate the will of the year, which includes 8 Sabbats, or holidays that occur on around the same day each year. The 8 Sabbats are comprised of 4 solar events, and the 4 remaining holidays are based on seasonal changes. December 21st through January 1st is the winter solstice, also called Yule. Winter solstice is the practice of using the dark to look into the light. And it is one of the most positively magical times of the year. Winter solstice can hold that magical cauldron of the womb of darkness. And in that dark, we prepare and we nourish ourselves for the coming of light, where the seeds that we have prepared in the dark will begin to sprout and to grow. Yule marks the longest night of the year. And from here, the nights will grow shorter and the days longer as winter begins to move into spring. This seasonal festival celebrates the light within the darkness, the hope of spring in deep winter, the blazing hearth against the cold, and the lavish feasts in times of want and desire. Winter is the time of moving deeply inward. Because of this pull to rest, we can be drawn to pray, meditate, dream, or contemplate more deeply to restore our spiritual energy. It takes great courage and self-reflection to look honestly at what is no longer serving us, as within, so without. Every year, the beginning of the year, there's that symbol of New Year's resolutions and what we're going to do different. And I really feel like that's great and a super way of getting in touch. However, I also feel like it's important to really ask yourself as you move into the darkness and emerge into the light, what is it that I'm wanting to let go of in order to bring in these new intentions or resolutions? Some of the questions you can ask yourself is, one, how bright is my inner light shining in the world? So where is it dimmed? What do I need to do to really shine at my full essence? And what imbalances are currently dimming my light? What am I allowing from the outside to affect my inner essence? And what inner darkness needs to be brought to the light? What tools can I use to balance these areas? And truly, what is the universe asking you to surrender during the solstice? And surrendering to me is not weakness. When we move into the place of surrendering and our vulnerability, we actually allow our inner strength to be seen and to be heard, and not covered or shrouded in this darkness that we can sometimes attach a label to. Every year we are given the opportunity to take charge of our lives, actually every day, to make new choices, transform out of old habits, and put into motion our intentions for the year ahead. Winter solstice is one of the most powerful transition points seasonally and energetically as we close out our year and begin a new one. The winter solstice celebrates and has been celebrated and revered in ancient cultures as a very sacred day, and also a powerful transition point between seasons, again, that makes it the shortest day and the longest night of the year. The winter solstice is symbolic of the birthing of the spiritual sun within, and that we are not separate from the creator of all that is. This points to the Christ energy that lives in all beings. The light of the sun lives within us. The winter solstice brings the energy of being born anew, born again. This is a time of laying foundation for the year to come, building strength towards that summer solstice. We have the opportunity at this time of the year to tend to our deepest aspects of our inner nature, to turn inward, away from the outer distractions, overstimulation of yearning and loss, to create space to nurture the birthing of our spiritual son within. The focus during this season is to come to a deeper peace and contemplation of the past. The focus is certainly greater self-empowerment, service, self-love, and co-creation with the year ahead. These are some of the spiritual practices and tools I use during the winter solstice to bring in the light. This one may sound a little crazy, but you know, it is absolutely a fabulous way to get in touch with self, to spend a day in silence by yourself, to allow the voice of wisdom to be heard. And certainly if you can't spend a day, maybe you spend half a day or an hour. But if you can take 24 hours out of your year to spend it in silence, I promise you, you will connect to that inner source and that divine connection with Creator. Also, this is a time of intention setting. Pick that intention for the year. One is good. You know, maybe that intention is I'm going to nurture myself more, or I'm going to come from love instead of fear as much as I possibly can. It could be an intention of adding acts of kindness or service into your life, into your day. So write down all the things that, you know, are pieces that you'd like to incorporate, and maybe pick one or two intentions to make your focus of this upcoming year. I also feel that you have to have intention releasing in the same way that it's the birth of the new year, it's also the death of the old one. And so one of the things that I love to do is a fire ceremony. I'll write down all the things that I want to release from last year with gratitude and appreciation for all that it taught me. And I'll have a fire ceremony and I will symbolically or physically take that list and put it on the fire and release it back to the universe again with gratitude and appreciation. Also, this is a beautiful time to commit to a meditation practice so you can honor the stillness of this part of the year by saying and doing this practice. I will meditate for 5 minutes a day for the next 3 days. And that in itself is a commitment to finding that inner voice and taking in the stillness of winter and the winter solstice. There are many, many ways to celebrate this wonderful time of the year. Just open your heart to the messages of Mother Earth and let your own creativity flow. And it really feels to me that as you awaken your creative powers and allow your inner vision to create, you will find that spirit will connect you to the best way for you and your personal self to celebrate this divine time. The winter solstice celebrates the longest hours of darkness and the rebirth of the sun. And it is to absolutely be believed to be a very powerful energy for regeneration, renewal, and self-reflection. And in closing, I want to share some of the ways that you can honor and celebrate. And of course, again, be open to the things that are called to you for your own thankfulness and faith. One of the things that's fun to do is to create a vision board for the new year. That's really simple. Maybe most of you have done one before, but it's so symbolic. You know, get out the magazines and cut out things that apply to you and where you see yourself going, co-creating. And one of the things that I practice and preach is that we do create our own future by our words and our thoughts and actions. And the law of attraction is very strong all the time, but very much so as we plant those seeds. So a vision board is a dynamite way to do so. You may want to create a Yule altar and placing things that are symbols of winter like snowflakes, icicles, evergreen trees, bold colors, blue and silver, and simply just make that altar representing the things that you hold dear for yourself and to you. Spend the evening by candlelight. I mean, what a beautiful thing to do. Just have that celebration and allow just the light of the darkness of planet Earth alongside candles and allow that night to unfold. I always do a solstice feast. I invite my closest friends and family to oftentimes partake in that evening of music and celebration and delicious food and by candlelight. Honor the sun by watching a sunrise or a sunset. when you do that, you are definitely sending that vibration of the light and the energy of the sun to rebirth and death, sunrise, sunset. And also decorating, you know, besides that altar, decorate the house with mistletoe and evergreen and holly. It's a beautiful way to breathe in that energy. It's been a pleasure to connect and share some of my thoughts and my ways of celebrating and honoring the winter solstice and preparing for the light. And I leave you with a winter solstice blessing. Once more, the balance tips. The scales of the year veer toward the light, and we pray in that illumination for peace within and without. Much blessings and gratitude. Have a beautiful solstice. Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this Psychic Source podcast presentation. If you would like to learn more about finding your light in the darkness, please visit Angelica or any one of our gifted experts at www.psychicsource.com.